As we continue our reporting on civil rights icon Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. today and his impact on our country, we tell the story of Dr. Clarence Jones. He was born in Philadelphia, raised in South Jersey. The 92-year-old author, professor, and attorney reflects on the life he shared as a friend to Dr. King. WHYY's education reporter Amanda Fitzpatrick sat down with Dr. Jones when he visited Camden County College in 2023.
I was 29 years old when I met Martin Luther King Jr. for the first time. I worked first as a political advisor, staff speechwriter, and then personal lawyer for the next 7.5 years until he was assassinated on April 4th, 1968. What it was like, for me, it was meeting, generically described as a Baptist preacher, but a very erudite Baptist preacher who had just gotten his doctoral degree in theology.
As the culture shifts and generations grow old, I asked Jones if he feels Dr. King's work has been forgotten.
Yes and no. I think the older generation does. I think the younger generation has a disconnection.
But his legacy has made an impact. King marched in protest to fight for equal rights, to allow non-whites a chance to eat at restaurants, ride public transportation, vote, and go to school. He was beaten, jailed, and ultimately assassinated while protesting for equality. King risked his life for freedom for all. Jones says no other man has made his kind of an impact in our country.
In 12 years and 4 months, from 1956 until April 4th, 1968, with the exception of the Emancipation Proclamation and the presidency of Abraham Lincoln, Martin Luther King Jr. may have done more to achieve political, social justice, and civil rights in our country than any event or person in the previous 400-year history of the United States.
But is his legacy enough? I asked Jones to guess what he believes King would think about modern society.
Well, I think he'd be enormously proud of the extent to which the legacy that he built that enabled the Civil Rights Act of 1964 and the Voting Rights Act of 1965. You see the extent to which subsequent generations have been able to build upon those platforms and take advantage in ways that were not possible before the passage of those acts, the full opportunities that are available in our country.
Jones stresses the man who preached peace and nonviolence would be upset to see what's happening around the country.
I think he'd be disappointed in the extent to which violence seems to have become normalized.
Jones says the inter-community violence would hurt King the most.
That we would come all this distance out of slavery, and we would end up with substantial number of us killing one another over some nonsense, gun violence. I had no other way that he would put his head in his arms and he would just weep.
But says all hope isn't lost, sharing this message with our young people.
Each morning, before you get up and do anything, go and put your face close up to the mirror and look in the mirror and say to yourself, I am somebody.
On this day, as Americans honor King and his legacy, Jones sums up the legacy of his friend, the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
One of the most extraordinary persons in the history of our country.
Amanda Fitzpatrick, WHYY News.